One of the best books on the 2008 presidential campaign has just been published, called The Battle for America 2008, The Story of an Extraordinary Election, is co-written by longtime Washington political veterans Haynes Johnson and Dan Balls. WMNF spoke with Dan Balls last week and asked him in retrospect what happened to the campaign of GOP candidate Rudy Giuliani, who many analysts thought in late 2007 was best poised to win the nomination. But Giuliani's strategy of downplaying Iowa and New Hampshire to concentrate on Florida proved to be faulty.
Well, at the moment when he had the opportunity, he could not seize it. And you're absolutely right. When John McCain's campaign imploded in July of 2007, there were several people who had a big opportunity to take advantage of them, and one of them was Rudy Giuliani. But he turned out not to be able to figure out how to do that. He made a foray into New Hampshire, which should have been pretty good territory for him, and then pulled out after he got ran into a little headwind, leaving open the best state for McCain. Had he worked harder in New Hampshire, he might have been able to do something better there. He then turned all of his attention to Florida. Now, you know, Florida was obviously a critical battle, but if you take yourself out of Iowa, if you take yourself out of New Hampshire, if you take yourself out of South Carolina, if you take yourself out of Michigan and don't contest those, you're a non-factor for the first month of the campaign. It is very hard to get things going back in Florida at that point. You know, there's another interesting Florida element to that. There was a point at which Rudy Giuliani believed he had an ironclad agreement from Governor Crist to endorse him. This was in the fall of 2007. There were phone calls back and forth. Governor Crist had been up to see Giuliani earlier in the campaign. They had an understanding that there was going to be a formal endorsement sometime in the late fall. It never happened. It never happened. And the Giuliani people were furious that he didn't endorse, that he went back on what they thought was his agreement, and then that he endorsed Senator McCain on the eve of the Florida primary without letting them know in advance.
Not the first Republican to be upset at Charlie Crist.
Probably not.
But Dan Balls, let's talk about with the campaign, but also where it reflects right now. You know, a lot of conservatives are complaining right now that Barack Obama, they say, ran as a centrist during the campaign, but he's become, quote, far left during his first 6 months in office. Now, Obama says that it was never his dream to own auto companies or to have to bail out the banks. But that's what he was left with from George W. Bush. Do you think the conservatives are exaggerating about the difference between Obama, or is it really the different factors that are going on in America right now that weren't even a part of the campaign, you know, a year and a half ago?
Well, I think if you read the book and look at the portrait of Barack Obama, you get a greater insight into Obama as president. But he's a more complicated figure, I think, than we all realized, and we're all familiar with him, but not in the ways that I think we're able to draw in the book. And it's relevant to what's going on now. There were two elements to his appeal. One was that he wanted to bring the country together, that he wanted to get past these old fights, that he wanted to create a sense of consensus. That suggested somebody who wanted to govern from the center. The other was he had a very big, bold agenda that included national health care and a big, dramatic energy program. And then when the economy went down, a huge stimulus package. All of that says big government. So you have, in a sense, a contradiction there. And as he has governed, he has tried to work through that. But many of the things that he's had to do or chosen to do have made government a much more significant factor, and that has created opposition on the right. And the country has repolarized since the election in a way that I think the Obama campaign and the Obama White House did not expect, and it has created a different set of challenges for him.